take a little walk to the edge of town and go across the track where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it ships and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
What a song that one is. I want to say that's one of the better ones off the old Dumb and Dumber soundtrack, and it came out around this time in 1994, which was, I think, when the Dumb and Dumber movie itself came out. Don't quote me on that 100%, but that is Red Right Hand, and that is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. And I don't think I've ever heard any of their other stuff, but man, that is a cool song, and I loved it. I heard it on a movie that I watched the other day, and I was like, yes, let's do that one. So anyway, we're here. We're back. Episode 18. I got a bug flying around the room. It's almost midnight again. I need to start calling this like the midnight grind or something silly. Again, I'm on coffee, and I apologize again, as always. We had a little mishap last night. I had a buddy, Dagwood, over here, and we just threw this microphone in between the two of us, and we were kind of doing a podcast thing, and it was going really well, and we got through about 90% of it, and then the camera slash my cell phone that I do all this stuff on died. So here we are, back solo again. I'm hoping to get Darren back for next week's episode, episode 19, and he kind of softly agreed and kind of committed to that. So he's got a little bit of a dissenting opinion, and he's been a friend of mine for nearly, I believe, 30 years almost. So it should be interesting. If nothing else, it'll be funny. He's a cool guy and a longtime friend, so I've been love to have him on and somebody else to kind of banter with a bit. But I believe it is April 26th. That's how crazy my week has been. And that's why it's been kind of tough for me getting back. I keep promising you I'm going to come back, more videos, more stuff. And it's just been really rough road getting there. But I am not giving up. I'm still trying. Baby steps. Baby steps, folks. Be patient with me. And I appreciate your patience. I really do. It's not easy doing this all solo, and it's not easy doing it off kind of this half. This not the best equipment and everything here, but I'm done complaining. Let's get to some of these topics. First one being Elon Musk and the SpaceX and their launch of Starship, which is officially the largest rocket ever built, spacecraft ever built by humans, nearly 400 feet tall, had a successful takeoff, and just watching that takeoff was, I mean, it's the apps and the, how enormous this thing is and the size of it coming up off the ground, the amount of power, the amount of gravity that you're fighting to get such a massive object in the air from a dead stop. It's unbelievable. And it's really just a feat of humanity in itself, getting an object that large off the ground with rockets. But there was a bit of a failure, and of course, everybody's relishing in the fact that Elon Musk had a failure, which is fine because he lives on wins all day. It's W's for days for that guy. So never shortage of dubs over there. He'll take his L's when they come. And he takes them with class, and he understands, you know, you're not going to be able to do everything that he's doing so cutting edge, so breakthrough, that you're not going to have some issues along the way. But, yeah, I believe the plan was to launch on 420, and I'm pretty sure that still happened. So he's got a sense of humor about being the most advanced, most epic space travel enthusiast and player in the game, in the history of space travel. So proud of that guy. Like he said, like I said, it was about a 30-second travel, and we did have an astronomical failure, but I was kind of impressed with the fact that I even went up for 30 seconds. And I guess what had happened is according to reports, some of the rockets had failed, and so it started doing these somersaults, and they have this safety, SpaceX revealed it caused Starship's explosion by triggering its flight termination system after multiple engines shut down during the test flight. So that's what they said. I mean, it didn't blow up by itself just because it sucks that bad, but it did go out of control because it sucked that bad. So let's be honest. It was a bit of a failure, but also I guess a successful test flight. They got some good data, kind of obviously can sort out some failures and turn those into wins on the next one. So, yeah. And then you have people, of course, critiquing them, all the peanut gallery on Twitter over here. And, you know, these knuckleheads can't even fold up a piece of paper and fly a paper airplane 10 feet, let alone build a rocket ship. And these dudes are like, oh, yeah, you suck. Your rocket blew up. All right, people, whatever. You keep talking that head, and he'll just keep working. You keep running your beak, and he'll just keep running his brain, and see how that works out for you. This was an interesting one, and I should have done a little more research on this, and I actually had an opportunity last night today to do a little more research, but I didn't. And I'm willing to admit when I kind of slack on stuff like that. So, but I did want to mention this one because it was ridiculous. And this is the part I'm not quite sure about. It was somebody's meteorologist on a network, and I believe it was MSNBC. But again, don't quote me on that, and don't take that as word, as 100% fact, rather. We have the chemtrails now, which we have been essentially for decades being told that we're tinfoil hat wearing crazies for even thinking that chemtrails are a thing. And it's all condensation. They're all contrails. None of them are chemtrails, right? Well, all of a sudden, this one of the meteorologists from one of these big legacy network media sites or media stations comes out and just says it. You know, the conspiracy theorists are right. We are, you know, it's weather modification is the attempt. And there's also been, along with its cloud seeding program, that's gone through DARPA for years and years. And if you don't know who DARPA is, look them up. They are sketchy bunch. D-A-R-P-A. Obviously an acronym, but they're cloud seeding and they're spewing, you know, toxic chemical cocktails on the planet and on people. And I've been saying this for some years, and y'all called me crazy if you want. And I don't know the extent to how much I know about this or how much I'm correct or incorrect about this, but I do know it's factually a thing, and people just hate me for ever even bringing this stuff up. They're just like, you're nuts. And that's fine. I like being a nutcase. It kind of entertains me quite a bit. But, you know, the conspiracy theorists are right. We're 50 for 50 now. They've come out and they've admitted on legacy news media that chemtrails are a thing. And what are in these chemtrails that, you know, when you see a jet flying over, you'll see a couple trails. Well, contrails are condensation that dissipate over time. And I was speaking with Dagwood about this yesterday, and he said, well, it depends on the, you know, the barometric pressure and wherever the elevation is and everything else. There's a lot of different factors. The how much movement there is up there, if it's a windy day or not. I don't know. But there are some arguments to be had about it. And like I said, I'm not an expert, but when they come out and say it, I don't need to be an expert, and I already knew it anyway. But yeah, it's a lot of this is just soft metals. Mostly aluminum oxide, strontium, and barium. And it's sprayed on, I mean, just look up on a sunny day with no clouds. And you'll see that some of these jets and some of these planes are leaving these chemtrails. And some of them successfully turn into cloud banks. And they're supposed to be, quote, like, reflecting the sun. And that is the technology behind it. Look it up. They're trying to use soft metals to reflect the sun. You think you guys are trying to play God a little bit or not? You guys really honestly think that you spraying a little chemtrail across the vast sky, the troposphere, whatever, wherever you're at, is going to actually do anything as far as weather modification? I mean, I might be crazy, but you guys are stupid. So, yeah, there you go. Fully admitted it. It's in the food supply. It's going into the ground. We're breathing this stuff in. God knows exactly what it is. That's the best of my knowledge and the best of my research, what I know is in there. And it's the soft metals that are in there. So, yeah, stay inside and be aware. Look up what's getting blasted right above your house and the air that you're breathing and the plants that you're growing and the animals that you love. Ugh. Don't even want to think about it. But that's why we're here, to talk about this stuff that nobody wants to talk about. And the next thing I'm getting into is this whole Tucker Carlson leaving Fox or getting fired from Fox sort of thing. And how essentially legacy media and mainstream media is, I mean, I would equate that to you being a cassette tape or like an 8-track tape or something like that. Nowadays, nobody's using you. Nobody's watching you. It's insane to me that the most successful news, cable news or cable, I think cable TV show, period, in the history of cable TV has just been ripped off the air. And that is Tucker Carlson tonight. I guess announced Friday, I believe. The same day that Don Lemon got fired, which is funny. And also the same week that Dan Bongino left Fox. And from, I don't know if you know who Dan Bongino is, but he is like the number two conservative pundit in all of America. He's got a huge podcast. He had a show called Unfiltered on Fox News Network. And apparently they couldn't come to an agreement, some contractual misalignment, to where he decided he was going to leave. And he said that there was no bad blood, nothing like that, nothing weird. Within the same week, they let Tucker Carlson go? And mind you, Dan Bongino was getting some viewership over there at Fox, but he was kind of a smaller show. Tucker Carlson being the flagship of Fox News and pretty much the tentpole for the whole network. I don't understand. I mean, Rupert Murdoch, apparently there was some issue with him having, I think, who was it? It was Glenn Beck that said, or maybe it was another, it could have been another anchor that was on there at some point that said, yeah, Rupert Murdoch, every time I would say God, mention Jesus or God on the air, they would literally count. Fox News and Rupert Murdoch would count, and I'd be punished according to how much I said it. And eventually, they just parted ways. And that's really what stuck with them is the fact that mentioning God on Fox News was an issue with Murdoch. And that's something that there was quite a few speeches that were given recently by Tucker Carlson where he really mentioned, I'm not even an evangelist. I'm nothing like that. I'm Episcopalian. But I'm begging you, you know, spend 10 minutes and just say a prayer for this country. And I'll ask you the same thing right now. Well, I just already said it. I mean, can you please take just 5, 10 seconds, if not 10 minutes, out of your day to pray for this country? We need Jesus. We need God. And the fact that, you know, the supposedly the conservative station network is not allowing their anchors to even say or mention Jesus or God tells you a lot about the direction of this nation and of the Republican Party and the conservative movement. There's no party right now that's good. It's trash. And I'm saying this because, one, I'm independent, and two, I just believe it's full tribalism. If you subscribe to either side, I believe you're just being a tribalist and you're not really using your own logic and your own discernment per policy to make your decisions and to vote. And I think that's really important for us to do at this point. Common sense is so far gone that if we just had a little bit back, it would go a very, very long way. All right, let's get back on topic here. I apologize. But it is, it's crazy how and this is Thomas Sowell. This is a quote from him, and it reminded me of what's going on with Tucker. It's amazing how much panic one honest man can spread among a multitude of hypocrites. And Tucker Carlson, he was pulling in 3.3 to 3.5 viewers every single night. And mind you, anybody else in that time slot was getting a third of that at the most. There was nobody even close to getting the viewership that Tucker did. And I think it was important for them to try to get this done and try to get Tucker off the air, because we are officially in election season. We're back in it. We're back in the election cycle. We have Joe Biden made the announcement. He's going to run for president again, even though 70% of the country doesn't want him to. Even more than half of his own party doesn't want him to run for president again. But he's still doing it. Because that makes sense. An 82-year-old man who literally can barely walk and talk should be rerunning for president a year from now or in 2024. It's ridiculous. And again, like I said, how does this make sense business-wise for Fox News? He had by far the highest ratings out of any show that they've ever had on the most successful show in the history of cable TV. And they pretty much just Bud Lighted themselves. you committed suicide as a brand. And I think this is the end of Fox News. I mean, rest in peace. That might be the title of this episode is Rest in Peace, Fox News. You took the two people, the only two people on your whole network that were telling the truth, that any credibility for people that are actually paying attention. I mean, short of the people that literally just watch Fox News all day and don't pay attention to anything else. And like I said, citizen journalist, this guy right here. I might be small. I might be nobody right now. I might suck at this. I know I do. But it's okay. It's episode 18. And we're going to keep going. And this is going to change. The landscape of news is going to change. You're going to be getting your news from people, not necessarily me. Maybe if you know me, you might learn a thing or two. But just citizen journalists across the board are going to be the newest form of getting honest and legitimate news sources. And so buckle up, because this is what you're gonna be dealing with. No more of this corporate overproduced BS that's, you know, controlled by these globalist creeps that are pushing agendas all day. It's gonna be knuckleheads like me telling you the damn truth, whether you want to hear it or not. Straight from the horse's mouth, the things that you want to hear, the things you don't want to hear, but more importantly, the stuff that you need to hear instead of the stuff that they're trying to distract you with on these news networks. And it's funny, I don't know exactly, I know that Fox pretty much, they terminated their relationship with Tucker, and he didn't really see it coming. And it's funny because I know Don Lemon was blindsided too, and he wrote a funny tweet about it. But Tucker was like, yeah, he wasn't blindsided in the way that he said, you could even some of his interviews recently, he said, yeah, it's a matter of time before they try to take me down. I just didn't think it was going to happen. I didn't think he was ready for it to happen when it did. He wasn't expecting it to happen when it did. But nevertheless, it did. Kind of took him off guard. I don't know exactly what the contractual kind of restrictions he is still under are. I don't know if he has a no contest. I don't know if he has, because I know that they have him in contract, and I believe that they plan to pay him out to pay him the contract amount through 2024. So, he could be silenced. Maybe they literally set that up, that whole contract through 2024 up, so that they could get right to where they wanted it to, right where the election cycle starts, and then pull him off the air and have make sure that they have their foot on him so he can't go anywhere else and say anything else. So, his last show was Friday, this past Friday, and today being Wednesday, we finally heard from Tucker again. And Tucker had a 3-minute video that he put on Twitter. He took to Twitter to put out a little good evening and a kind of a touch base with everybody sort of thing. And his Twitter within, I think, 6 hours or something like that, had over 25 million views. And I think right now it probably has about 30 million views in like a 12-hour span. So think about that. His viewership per night was 3.5 million was his typical viewership per night. He put out one 3-minute video on his Twitter, and it already got 30 million views. You're not going to stop this guy. It's funny. I feel like it's the same thing like what they did when they arrested Trump. They think they're making these slick moves, and they think they're making these power moves where they're going to get control. And I wonder what they're actually thinking they're going to actually accomplish by this. But and I think what they're trying to do is just pull the largest conservative voice off mainstream media. So just to shrink the audience and not allow as many people to hear the truth and hear an honest take on who should be president, who shouldn't be, and what the policies are and everything else like that. But I feel like this is totally going to backfire on them like it did with Trump. Trump got way more popular after they indicted him. Okay, so now they're firing Trump, or now they're firing Tucker. He's going to blow up. He already is blown up. You guys, unless you have him under some sealed contract where he can't, or some contract where he literally can't say anything or go anywhere, not even Twitter, and make 2-3 minute videos and stuff like that, which I'd love to see if they do or not. You guys pretty much just open a can of worms. You guys let the genie out the bottle. You guys screwed up again. You guys, it backfired on you again. All your desperate, like, little panic moves are all backfired on you, idiots. And I love to see it. It's so good. And this is funny because everybody knows that Rupert Murdoch is a full lefty liberal. And he's a massive RNC donor. So this guy is a mega donor for the Republican Party, yet he's a total lefty and everybody knows it. And he's trying to stifle, you know, Trump talking points and conservative talking points. And he's pulling Tucker, his golden boy, you know, the moneymaker, off his network. What are you doing, bro? Why would you do that? It's like taking like the only tool that off the job that's making you all your money. You say you buy a saw and you didn't realize, but you end up using that saw every single day. That saw is pretty much the bread and butter of your business. And what are you gonna do? You're just gonna throw the saw away? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's like the key to your success is Tucker, and you guys are letting him go. But I see that there's a much bigger faction at play here. BlackRock actually owns a good chunk. They are the fourth largest owner of Fox News Network. And what's weird is, you know how Fox, and they're trying to say that a big reason why Tucker was fired was because of the $787 million lawsuit that Fox News recently lost to Dominion, but they just kind of settled for that because Rupert Murdoch didn't want to have to go on the stand because that guy, he has so much money, he'll pay anything not to have to go under oath and be on the stand and actually have to tell the truth. Oh, there's any amount of money these people will pay not to tell the truth or have to go on the stand and actually be held accountable for something. But yeah, there's a straight BlackRock essentially sued BlackRock. Dominion, who's owned the majority is owned by BlackRock, sued Fox News, which they're the fourth largest owner of the network. So they pretty much sued themselves so they can get fire Tucker. That's essentially what I did, and that's why they settled out, and that's why it's just one big freaking circus dog and pony show. And we're all just eating it up. BlackRock owns 59 million shares in Dominion, and BlackRock owns 45.7 million shares in Fox. So yeah, it's all an inside game. Steve Bannon had a little tweet that I thought was interesting. I'd like to read to you guys. Here's what he tweeted. The reason the Murdochs made the radical decision to fire Tucker is to eliminate the only populist voice in primetime mainstream media to both thwart Trump and the MAGA movement. If they pay him out of his contract, he is silenced through the 24 election. Murdochs only want victory on their terms. Neoliberal neocon globalists. Send a message, boycott Fox. And I encourage you to do the same. Please boycott Fox. And the whole cancel, you know, you have Chuck Schumer, who recently just came out, and AOC, a couple commies, come out recently and say, "Oh, you need to pull Tucker off the air. He's telling the people the truth." I mean, you're messing with our democracy by giving people free speech. Of course, naturally. But we see what's going on here. We know this is a power move to silence the populist movement and to silence the largest voice in mainstream media. Because the truth wins. And no matter how much money and how many sponsors by Pfizer's you guys are, which Fox is too, they're all a bunch of sellouts. Fox sucks like the Republican Party sucks. Like, they're just the best we have. They're like, okay, like, as far as news networks go, like, okay, you're okay. You're decent. You still suck. We all know you're crooked still. Same thing with the Republicans. As far as political party goes, like, okay, like, compared to the Democrats, yeah, you guys are okay. And you guys are like the lesser of the two evils. But you guys still suck, and you guys still are corrupt as heck. And nobody should support either party. Like, support policy. Support candidates that are America first and care about the future of this country, care about our economy, care about what the kids are being taught in school, care about the crime and the violence that we're dealing with right now under this horrible administration. It's I mean, between the open borders, the economy, the yuan taking over the dollar, the war, I mean, the gas prices, I mean, it's unbelievable how bad things are. And part of his campaign's like, let's finish the job. Like, dude, you almost did. We're already pretty much in the hole, you idiot. But you wonder, like, what is this? It's really weird because Tucker and Don Lemon were fired, I believe, within the same hour. And there is something to be said that there are rumors that Vanguard and BlackRock they're in cahoots too. So, well, who you think were the two largest, you know, megacorps that own everything, that were actually kind of battling back and forth for supremacy, they're actually working in cahoots. And so maybe, who knows, maybe CNN and Fox are just, they're one. And I think they are one. Like, I think they're under the same umbrella company or something like that to some degree. I don't know. But let me read you Don Lemon's statement because it cracked me up. He was being a little crybaby about getting fired. It was pretty funny. Don Lemon from CNN says, "I was informed this morning by my agent that I have been terminated by CNN. I am stunned. After 17 years at CNN, I would have thought that someone in management would have had the decency to tell me directly. At no time was I ever given any indication that I would not be able to continue to do the work that I have loved at the network. It is clear that there are some larger issues at play. With that said, I want to thank my colleagues and many teams I have worked with in incredible run. They are the most talented journalists in the business, and I wish you all the very best." So he was, you know, blindsided. He was, what did he say? He was stunned. I'm sorry, Don Lemons. You literally, like, they moved you all around the time slot because you're gay and you're black. Because they didn't want to fire you. And then you destroyed every single time slot that you went in and pissed off all your other co-anchors or co-hosts or whatever. It's good job. Way to burn that bad boy down, Don. How are those rating compared to Tucker? You understand why he got fired. Because everywhere he went just turned to crap. The opposite, the antithesis of Tucker Carlson. Lying, misogynist, bull crap. But I thought that was great. Here's the last one I want to get to. And I think this one's ridiculous. Alec Baldwin being absolved of, as of now, the charges have been dropped on Alec Baldwin and the manslaughter case, or what should have been, I believe, first degree murder or at least second degree murder case. of Helena Hudgens. On the set of Rust, a movie, I believe they're shooting in New Mexico. But yeah, the charges against Baldwin have been dropped without prejudice, meaning special prosecutors Jason Lewis and Carrie Morrissey could still actually reopen the case on an actor on the actor if they want to. So he's not completely out of the woods, but he's looking pretty good, and it's pretty typical, same crap that you're used to seeing with these Hollywood elites and them getting away with freaking murder. And meanwhile, I mean, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer, and she's woke. She was on, this was her second movie she's ever worked on. And I guess they were plinking cans in between, you know, filming and stuff like that. I mean, I guess it was not very professional at all. But she's still being charged with manslaughter. She's still under the gun, and she didn't even pull the trigger. Like, how was she? Yeah, and so, and her attorneys and her legal team are claiming that they think it was straight sabotage. They're claiming that there was sabotage involved. Like, I think they're pretty much suggesting that, they're inferring that Alec Baldwin himself sabotaged and, you know, threw a live round in there, or that somebody else on the set did. Like, who else would? Who else could touch the thing? Who else had live rounds floating around? I don't know, it just didn't make sense to me. But I do want to say this. There's still some legal stuff going on with this because, there are a couple suits still going on. I'll just read you this part. In October 2022, Baldwin settled with the Hutchins estate, son and husband Matthew Hutchins, in a wrongful death suit. According to the lawsuit filed by Hutchins' parents, Olga Slovani and Antonellini Astro, as well as her sister, Svetlana Zemko, in February, still pending. So there is two cases still pending, and also there was already a payout in a wrongful death suit to the direct family, but the indirect family is still suing him, and that's still going on, and he wants those charges to be dropped, naturally, because why would he be held accountable? He's already gotten away with it for the most part. He just had to pay a couple bucks out of pocket, which is probably not much to him in the grand scheme of things. That dude needs to be behind bars. Speaking of being behind people, I stand behind Alec Baldwin at all times. I mean, you couldn't even pay me to stand in front of that dude. But not in the way that I support him, but I stand behind Alec Baldwin. Sorry, bad joke. Had to do it. Couldn't help myself. But yeah, it's weird. We live in an America where Alec Baldwin can literally murder a person, walk away completely free without any consequences other than a couple financial. And yet former President Trump faces 34 felony charges for pretty much doing nothing. And it just proves that, you know, this multi-tiered system of justice, I mean, our justice system is dead, and it's fake. Democrats can literally get away with murder. I don't know, and I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you for being here. Episode 18, I hope you guys have a wonderful night or morning, whenever you're listening to this. Appreciate your support. Have a good one.